So yesterday we were able to establish some factors that have the capacity to affect the voice of God, especially en route, in transmission. So when the voice of God is being transmitted, there are a lot of factors that can affect it. Most importantly, affecting the clarity or your capacity to interact, or generally affect the concept of the voice of God. And we began to touch many things. And the last place we stopped is when we looked at scrolls and seals. And it is from there that we began to understand the functional dimension of God. That beyond the fact that God... Are you with me? Now, beyond the fact that God is interested in working, He also fragmented His functions in times, in seasons. Fragmented His functions, and because of that fragmentation, it means that certain, beyond times and seasons, He also fragmented His functions at certain energy level. He fragmented His function at certain possibilities. So the implication, the way God does it, the way God makes sure that what he intends to do is kept at a certain season, is simply to seal it. Are you getting the point? So it's only the man that have the capacity to interact with the seal that will benefit from what is inside. So for example, somebody just, you just bought, let's say you bought somebody just bought a phone. We notice that there will be a lot of care taken to make sure that the phone is sealed. Is it not true? Now, it's expected that the only one that have the capacity to open that seal is the one that has paid. Now, even the seller himself, the one that is the distributor has no right to open the seal except he has paid. Are you getting the point now? So your own is just to move it from one point to another until you find a man that has paid the requisite price that it takes to unseal. Then he can benefit from the content that is inside. That was what we are trying to bring across using the example of the lamb that changed this one. Now change this one, go to something soft, change the voice. Is this strings? Reduce the volume. That was what we are trying to get across. Actually, the scroll has been there, and it was with the one that was sitting upon the throne. And on the day that heaven has ordained that today will be the day of coronation, there was a call that was made on all the universe of God. The call was on all God's creation, on every personality that existed in the whole universe. It's not as if that is how God operates. The Bible made us to understand that His throne is established upon justice and what? Righteousness. Do you know what it means? It means that just because God said He will do something for you, He will do it in such a way that He will be just. Are you getting the point? That is why many of you don't know, remind me. That is why many of you don't know that that is the reason why God brought you here to pray. Many of you, He has already shown you what He wants to do. In fact, some of you, you are seeing it. The reason why He's not manifesting is what you cannot explain. What you don't understand is that there is a quota of justice that needs to be met so that God will be just in administrating that into you. Because part of the things He wants to give you is something that He cannot take back. Are you getting the point? When that person collected the scroll and sat, you remember that the scripture explaining from the mouth of Peter, he said that the outpouring of the Spirit is a sign that the same Jesus, the one that used to be their brother, the one they said, is this not the son of Joseph? He said that same Jesus, the one you crucified, in case you don't know the one we are talking about, that one is now the Lord and Christ. How do we know? The way we know is that we see the Holy Ghost that is now what? Shed forth. That means the capacity to shed forth the ministry or open
the window of the ministry of the Holy Spirit is given to the one that will collect that scroll and sit upon the seat. Are you getting it? And from that time onwards, God cannot do anything except from the throne of the Christ. That means all administration in the universe of God is now summed up in the possibility of Christ. So it was Satan that knew it, that this is a throne that is open for contention. I know, are you with me? I know some of you will think, now, God reserved it for you. Eh? But he cannot just give it to you. Are you getting the point? He has to do it in such a way that everybody will say, perfect, deserve it. Now, perfect. Are you getting the point? So how does he do it? He will set up standard and make sure everybody meets up. So when he throws you into prayer like this, you won't know that what God is trying to do is to make sure that you measure up to the standard that it takes to sit upon a throne, so that nobody will say you don't deserve it. In fact, he reached a point after some years of youth service, some of my colleagues during youth service, when they saw me, they said that they didn't even see any. I wonder what they saw, sir. They said they would have been surprised if nothing happened. What are they trying to say? They are trying to say that, judging from their human standpoint, that possibly we have done one or two things that makes us deserving of God's grace. Now, even though you can't deserve God's grace, that is from their human point of view. Are you with me? They are judging like men. Now, in the same way, if God wants you to be the one sitting, what he does is that he will make sure that you qualify for it. And how he does it is to give you grace. Now, that is like Expo. Are you getting the point? Nobody can measure up to that standard. Even him knows that nobody can get there. But he wants you to be there. What will he do? He will give you grace. So when you begin to pray like this, when you start initially, many people will, as you are praying, they will try to do what you are doing. That's the normal way. When maybe, let's say, the things we do here, when you start, many people will try to do what you're doing, try to do what, only for them to find out that this one is not by competition. Now, if it's still by competition, grace is not yet available. Grace excludes competition. When you find your niche, one of the proof that you have found your niche is that there will be extraordinary grace, the grace that is different from the next person. That's one of the proof. There is an anointing that comes on you when you enter into that place. That anointing is called gladness. That's the name of the anointing. Yeah, there are types of anointing. The name is, there are types of anointing. All is not just, there is one that is called Mimshak. There is one that is called gladness. This, my guy, is looking. Let me stop. The way Christopher is looking at me like this. So that is the foundation that we laid, showing that it is possible that a vista of information, knowledge, voice will be hidden from men, not because of the fact that they are not interested in entering into it. But are you with me? But the scrolls has been sealed. And in many cases, it will demand you understanding how to unseal the scrolls, and sometimes the sealing is as a result of the fact that it is given to times and the seasons. But beyond that, there are also other reasons, as I showed you yesterday. Now let's move quickly. We have been able to touch, number one, intimacy, right? Number two, obedience quotient. Number three, times and seasons. Number four, seals and scrolls. Number 5, heart alignment. John chapter 16, verse 12. John chapter 16, verse 12. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Are you getting the point? Now, in this scripture, now you will see that communication is not the limitation in communication is not dependent on the oracle. It's dependent on the receiver. And spiritual information is not such that you say I know. Part of the proof that people don't actually know things when it bothers on the things that is spiritual, when it bothers on the things that is God, is that you just know just to know. If you know just to know, then you are not yet spiritual. Men that are spiritual don't know just to know. They know to function, they know to live, they know to become. So most times their kind of life is that they are living a kind of life, and you now ask them, this kind of life means what? They will now download the information for you. That's how Jesus lives. That's why Jesus succeeded in being an object teacher. So Jesus will come and be praying for long. He will not tell you anything. Meanwhile, he has a syllabus of information to download for you. He'll be watching until you come to that point and you say, teach me to pray. When you say teach me to pray, he will now bring that and say, our heavenly Father, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. When somebody begins to download something like this for you, you will know instantly that the teaching was not an afterthought. He has kept it somewhere. And Jesus is not like our modern day teacher, like many of us. The modern day teacher, once he gets the information, he runs, and then maybe he teaches it on Facebook or teaches it in church like this. No, not Jesus. He will continue to live by that information. Because the reason why the information came is so that you live by it first. Then after some season, people will begin to ask you, what kind of life is this? Let's say you are working in hospital, and then everybody, one time or the other, COVID-19 touched them. I know many of you don't know, but many of you, COVID touched you like this, but somehow you escaped. And everybody, at some time, everybody was down with sickness. Everybody, but you know, they touch you. Tested the first time, you didn't say anything. Second time, third time, they now ask you, They will, some of you, they will say, what's that? Is it blood group or whatever? What is it called? The one that doesn't fall sick easily. Blood type. Genotype. Thank you. The genotype that doesn't, they will say, you are this genotype. Is that how you will now tell them that your genotype is actually the one that falls sick? They will say, how? Then you bring out your lecture notes. Say after me, lecture notes. You are not with me. Say after me, lecture notes. Meanwhile, all this while you have been living. Probably you check the scripture, and the Bible said, when you read the Bible, he said that if that same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is at work in me, he will quicken my mortal body, not my spirit. Now there is a quickening in the spirit, in the soul, but he said body. I have come to places, so when my body wanted to misbehave, I stood. I said, if are you still there, Holy Ghost? Are you there? Where are you, Holy Ghost? I know you are somewhere inside me. If, except you have left. Has he left? You steer yourself. If that same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is at work in me, he will quicken my mortal bodies. Muscles receive quickly. Bones receive quickly. I will wake up, drink water, take my bath, come to tent, speak in tongues. The thing will fly. I'm telling you, I've done it for years. Anyway, if your faith is still small, stay where you are. Continue emptying pharmacy. Any new pharmacy, you know all the new pharmacies in town. You are their constant customer. If you are not there, they won't. I'm sorry, if you are a pharmacist, I'm not trying to stop. There will always be people that will be buying your drugs as long as we are on this earth. I'm not saying don't buy drugs. I'm saying don't be a constant customer. There are places you should not be found often. Do you know what changed my heart? And I pressed into this thing. I was reading a book by John G. Lake on healing. And on the first three pages, he said, he just gave an example. He said, how will you feel about, he said that Christians' consecration is very small. They thought health and healing is just about taking the word of God and just believing. He said it's beyond believing, that is standing on consecration. I saw it from a different light. He said you are actually disgracing Jesus. So that heaven is ashamed of you. I say it's a lie. I said, okay. He said, let him give me an example. He said, how will you feel? Now, since you said drugs is not bad, nothing is bad. I'm not saying it's bad though. How will you feel as a medical personnel? Jesus now came this evening. Where is Doc? Jesus came and said, I want two shots. Is Jesus that appeared in your hospital and said you need drug? God. Oh boy, I will drop my faith. How will you feel? He said, that's what God expects of you. You carry yourself, carry Holy Ghost, carry Jesus, carry the whole of heaven, enter pharmacy and be collecting drug every day. When I heard it, my faith went to heaven and stayed there. He has remained there since. My faith left earth and went to heaven. It has not returned since 10 years. I know where your faith is still at Port Harcourt. It's a matter of faith, actually. If your faith never reached there, boy, they take your drug. Go. Four person go die. Are you with me, Texan? Am I saying Satan did not come to test that? He came many times. But I was saying, where is the Holy Ghost inside me? Holy Ghost, move from my spirit, enter my soul, enter my body, enter my body, enter my body. This body is not the resurrected one. This one. Hi, Jesus. The cloud came on the children of Israel on the wilderness. None of them became sick. You know, when they said none of them became sick, you didn't bother to ask by what technology. It was the technology of the glory of God. The Bible said that the cloud hung on them by day and the pillar of fire by what? That means the glory of God hung on them like this and suspended the possibility of deterioration. So it's not possible for things to decay or go old. Even your clothes responds to glory. Akash! Kama! That's actually the thing behind the supernatural healing. Sometimes you don't feel the anointing, for when you carry your hand like this, you are carrying the Holy Ghost and the glory. You drop it on somebody's head. Cancer will die. Me and the Holy Ghost carry our hand and drop on a demonized person. The demonized person is looking like me. No, Ayakakaya. The question you ask, Holy Ghost, where are you inside me? Why are you hiding? Let your glory come. Listen. This was how John T. Lake started. When he lays hands on people, he doesn't do it by the gift of the Spirit. Not necessarily. He said that there is the Spirit of life that can walk in the members of men. He said when he lays hands, he said that the Christ in him subdues the sickness. The same way, are you not the one that continue giving yourself to prayer and fasting, and then addiction, pornography, things died? Eh? That same process that killed that thing can kill cancer. What you don't know is the same thing. That is nothing different. It's the same thing. So when you pray, you notice that sometimes you pray to a point, some appetite, you are in prayer, he's dying. As you are praying, he's dying. And you stretch your hands and put on crippled legs, it must respond. It should be stretched. I command you, stretch, stretch. We are in the days of glory. We are in the days of dominion. By the Holy Ghost, if the same spirit that raised Jesus, Joshua, you don't know this spirit, oh, the one that raised Jesus. All of death, hell, Satan, grave could not stop the same spirit from bringing Jesus. No, 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 no. The Holy Ghost must be alive in me. No, 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 no. I am combustible. I am combustible. Holy Ghost, become combustible in me. Become combustible. Akakaya.
be strengthened. Where there is no hands, they will grow out. Lest we grow out, my friend. New eyeballs, new ears, new organs, they will appear. Hey, just as Jesus created, when you stretch your hands, you create.
Yeah, na 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 na.
You can be seated if you can. Some of you, you don't know what has happened to you. You are not normal again. No? You are not normal. Hold short legs like this. Continue telling it to come out. Stretch it. Bring it out. When you hold it, completely know in your heart and in your spirit and in your soul that you are not the one holding that leg. That is Jesus that is holding that leg and speaking to it and commanding it to come out. Imagine Jesus commanding leg to come out and he refused. Why is he refusing your own? It's because you are still the one speaking, or you are still seeing yourself as the one speaking. Well, in the days of glory, immense things will happen. We are no more in normal days. God wants to do a quick walk. When people see your picture on Facebook, they will start praying. When people want to collect bribe, when they remember my name, they will stop. And they will go to the woods and start crying for their life. I'm not there. When they come to a campus and they call for a crusade, nobody came. They play my message and revival will break out. There is no time. 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 No. I must put the Christ in me under pressure. No, the glory must come out. No. You don't know. How did you think Jesus rose from the dead? You think it was because Satan allowed him to come out? No, the glory went there and continued shining. I'm not sure you have been exposed to the glory. I speak as a man that have tested these things a little. When it shines on you, it will seem as if your being will crack into two. It will seem as if you will shatter into 1,000 pieces. It will seem as if you will shatter into 1,000,000 pieces. The more you are coming closer. When Satan said it, that time he said, I'm going to take my seat to the size of the north and I'll become like the Most High. He is not admiring the throne of God. He can't come there. He will be reduced to the element with which he was created. When you are coming closer, the Bible called it in the midst of unapproachable light. He wore light like a garment. The way you are wearing your clothes, he wears it. When you appear, it's light that men see. The days have not come. When those days come, you invite demons, tell demons come. A man in light has appeared. A man clothed in light. There are places demons can't approach. That's what happened. He heard it in here. The glory continued to shine. And all the demons, you are running helter-skelter. It continued to shine. Because to stay there is to be shattered into 1,000,000 pieces. They are running for their life. The Bible said the same glory is inside you. Harry, what are you doing with the glory?
Hey, I refuse to be small. I refuse to stay here. I refuse to be bound, to be intimidated. When I carry the very glory, I refuse. Family will see a dimension of glory. They will crack. The Bible says that the mountain saw his presence and melted like wax. They will melt. They will melt.
As I told you people yesterday, a man met me in the visions of God and began to teach me things. The secrets of men that conquer the earth. As I speak about it, the content and the witness of the encounter is still literal. It is not the things you tell like story. It is the things that people experience. How do princes subdue territories? How do they appear and they don't need introduction? How? For hours the man was teaching me in the spirit. He was taking me from one point to another and telling me the things that we have put in the foundations of the earth. He was showing me the ordinances. How? The things that how things are being done and dominion will be brought in territories is not a guesswork, my brothers and sisters. There are things you do, and territories cannot resist your presence. There are keys to this, and it's not informational, it's a teaching and education of the spirit. We are in the days of glory and dominion, and it's not about the talk, it's about the walk.
kanite, kanite kerish, kanite kerush, savia telex. Akuka kumete. How did God put the whale inside the Red Sea? He asked Job. He said, where did I put the pillars of the earth? Scientists said that the earth is suspended in the air. But God told you that he suspended it with pillars. Where are the pillars? Sons must be taught the way of God again. If we must bring the dominion. The days have come. We will leverage on the energy of God that has been generated in our midst and begin to legislate on behalf of God. The days have come. The days of glory and dominion. Kambetekatu. Kambokauka. Kambekorasaze. You see, my sister, I can't. I'm finding it out to contain it. I'm finding it out to contain it. It's too heavy. Father, I ask you to take some of this and put on five people. Take some of this and put on five. Take some of this. Five people, Holy Ghost.
Let's turn back here. John chapter 16, verse 12. John chapter 16, verse 12. Let's make progress quickly. The scripture said, I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. That means you have not retained the interactive facility. Are you with me? Even if God decides to speak, you don't have what it takes to interact with that body of truth. And as I said before, God does not speak to inform you. He speaks to bring functionality around your life. Are you with me? Once God speaks, then there is function. Are you getting the point? So it's not just so you know new things. The voice of God doesn't just come so you know new things. It's so you become somebody else. So you are able to do something new. Huh? It directs, it builds, many things it does. It instructs, it teaches. So, and if that is true, then the voice of God can come in a layer where at your present state you lack the capacity to interact with it. Are you getting the point? So, considering factors that affect the voice of God to you, there are in seasons where it is coming from the sovereignty of God, and that is the one we call times and seasons and scrolls. Come closer, come closer. Come and sit close. And these are the things we now call scrolls and seals, times and seasons. Are you getting the point? And we began to speak about the matters that can affect the sealing of scrolls. Many of these scrolls that are sealed on your life is not because God doesn't want to speak, but because you have not ascended to the place of maturity where the voice of God can come to you. There are things that if God told you about your life now, it will not benefit you, it will spoil you. Many people got spoiled, as I said yesterday, when they were privy to the information concerning their destiny too early. Men like Moses, he came and appeared and said, "Don't you know that I'm the one that should save you?" As of that point, what is important to Moses is not that information. What is important to him is the wilderness. Are you with me? Oh? So sometimes, instead of God trying to tell you to do many things, what we do is to put you into the query site so that you approximate enough in him to the place where you can properly interact with the voice. So he said, "I have many things to tell you, but you cannot enter." There are many factors that can affect this. And one of the things that affects it is that just as I said, God doesn't speak to inform you. He speaks to direct and cause something to happen. And if it is true, then he is not just giving you new information. That is why I used to say that part of the things you are getting God to speak on, he has already spoken about. And part of the reason you are not able to receive it is because you have not sustained the kind of heart that can interact with that voice. Are you with me? And if it is true, then God will stop speaking. Now, for you to understand this scripture, I think we need to go to the book of Psalms. Okudeli, you escaped. When the action finished, Kai, be like me and you go do 7 days dry. Huh? Don't agree too fast. Hallelujah. Now, for we to understand this, we might need to go to the book of Psalms chapter 19. Let's look at verse 12. Psalms chapter 19, verse 12. Where is the birthday man? Kai. You are prepared today. I can see it. Kai. Garahos. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from what? Then the next verse. He said, "Keep back thy servant also from what?
presumptuous sins. What do we mean by presumptuous sins? What does it mean? Who can help me quickly? Get mic for him. Get mic. Quickly, we don't have time. We have. Hey, I need two more answers after him. Two ladies after him.
Uh-huh. According to Hebrews chapter 12, these are sins that easily beset one. You don't necessarily need to think about it.
No, Rabbi. Rabbi, you left your scrolls at home. Rabbi, find two damsels that you like their face and give them. It seems as if they can. Those two people bending their face, give them. We don't have time, the two of them. Joshua. Okay, Joshua, do you know the answer, right? Let's not waste time. No, answer. Who knows the answer? Answer as you are answering the person. You know the answer. Let's
answer. Praise Jesus.
Okay.
Presumption thing. Possibly it is. Oh my God.
Come and give all these people that laughed. Come and give them. They laughed and they are still laughing. So, okay, give Okudeli. Give Okudeli.
All right. I can say something that is beyond the right. Overconfidence or arrogance.
You are close. You just gave us literal meaning. You checked on your dictionary. That's dictionary meaning. Huh? Me, I've seen that dictionary meaning too. I've seen that dictionary meaning, but it's dictionary meaning you gave us. Let's hold that one hand. Huh? People like you teach me, will go, they're in trouble. So now from dictionary, you go, they explain spiritual matter for me. Hey! Come and give him. Maybe he will answer the same thing. Defend your whole family. Defend your kindred. Sit down, don't worry.
It's a sin against, like, something like I've received a revelation on this matter and yet I go ahead to do something against it.
This guy tried. I give him 60%. Huh? It's more like you are trying to test God. Are you getting the point? Huh? You have set yourself up, and then this is what it means. You have set yourself up in this direction. Huh? It's more like somebody have. Let me give you a literal example of what this thing means. Somebody has decided that he is going to Canada, and then he will come and meet you and say, "Pray for me. I want to know the will of God for my life." That's are you getting the point now? That thing you are doing, God counts it as sin. It's not just that, are you with me? It's not just that he won't answer, he's actually counting it as sin because you are tempting him. Now, if you push it for too long, he will allow you in your folly. That's the worst part of this sin. Now, if you push it for too long, he will allow you. That is why for you to actually hear God well, you must clean your slate. So, presumptuous sin is approaching God without cleaning the slate of your heart. So, you already have a direction that you want God to speak on. What you don't know is that 90% of people on earth and believers behave that way. So, there is a pre-existing way that you already expect God to move, to speak. Is it not true? So when most times when he begins to move otherwise, he brings confusion in our life. So the 70% of the confusion that comes in your life as a result of seeking the voice of God is because of this sin. So when you notice that there is a lot of confusion in your life, you don't know where to go, you don't know the voice of God. I say it happened to me. Whenever it happens to people, I won't say anything to you. I will know that your challenge is that you are suffering from presumptuous sin. that there is a direction you already want God to move. And it so happens that you are praying, say, God, speak. And it seems as if he's not moving that way. Other things are happening except that way you want him to move. Are you with me? So you now say you are confused. You are not confused anything. You already know. It's just that you want God to speak again. No, if you push him for too long, he will speak. This time around, he will give himself to the lust of your heart. Eh? And then you will become, what's that man? What's that man that went to Prophet Balaam? Balaam. You will not know the impact of Balaam's decision until you approach two or three generations later. Your children will suffer because of that. A generation will suffer because of your carelessness. So when you see a man that sometimes when believers say they don't hear, they don't know, they are confused, they don't know what God is saying, there is a way they already want God to move. Or rather, there is something God is already putting in their heart and they don't want to admit it. Somebody came and was trying to find out what, you know, the mind of God concerning a matter. And somehow this happened to my father in the Lord. He was telling me this story. He said somebody was asking him, when he related the matter to me, he was like trying to find out, if I'm the one, how will I handle this issue? I looked at it. I said, the person's challenge is simple. He has not come to the point where he is willing to accept God's verdict. And that is why I started the way I started. I said, God doesn't just speak to give you information. He speaks so that something will happen. It is based on function. And he has checked the state of your heart. Remember, the fifth one is what? Heart alignment. So he has checked the state of your heart and found out the way your heart is now. If God tell you the truth, you can't carry it. So he will keep it. You continue praying. Oh God, show me your way. You show me how you obey. I said it happened to me for 5 years. Huh? As it was happening to me, it was happening to my sister, my mother. Everybody knew that where I'm supposed to start ministry is this town. The problem is that we are still praying to find out the will of God. Because now God have not spoken expressly, but he's already moving our feet in that. So we want him to speak thunder. My son, Chinadu, I send you to Newe. The thing never came up. Why? God has been leaving some pointers for us, even though it was not loud. Eh? But that we don't want to receive that sign. I bound it. I fasted for 30 days to silence that voice. Yes. Many people that say they want to go and fast to find out the voice of God, their target, my message is not popular. But this thing is real. I want to deliver you. Some people that went to fast for 40 days, if you check well inside their heart, what they went to do is to change the mind of God. Because before they went, they already knew where God was going. It's just that they can't accept this dimension, this direction. There is already a premonition by intuition in their heart. I say I have men in Lagos. Oh, I would have been a big man of God 5 years ago. Glory to God. And I will be wearing all the fine suits and cars. Probably I will have a damsel beside me. And then everything will be settled. What am I doing with Gloria? I will not even meet you. Be meeting some people. There is a place called Lekki. Oh my God. VI, those places. When you move, they said, I have not tried it. They said, if you move from mainland and enter those, the air and atmosphere is not the same. How many of you have tried it? Is it not true? Even when they were doing election, they went to VI. The people voting there, they sat like this, waiting for their time to vote. They now under canopy. They now went to mainland and people were fighting and using bottle. in this same Nigeria, in the same Lagos state. Oh my, imagine if I stepped in there. This is, I know God's love used to deal with my pictures, and it seems as if I'm fine. But me that is looking at myself in the mirror, I'm not fine. But had it been I was at Lekki, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Kanahabara. My tongues will not be quiet, will be Selefol Silevana. Hey! You come out from the AC in your house, enter the one in the car, leave the one in the car, enter the one in the church, leave the church, enter office. Your color will change. I say you are a white man, you have not realized it. Hey! I'm telling you, Rabbi, after 1 year, your skin will change. Stop. See, you know what I found out? Part of the reason why ladies use a lot of cream is because they have not changed the environment. Leave cream first. Change the environment. Change the environment. I use myself to test. When you change the environment, you find out that what cream is supposed to do, that environment can do it. Your body will become like a 2 year old, 1 year old. If they touch you, it will. You are using cream to do what environment? May God change your position. That's where I would have been. What am I doing with bulldozer? Are you with me? It was when I came back, my mother told me, actually she knew 2 to 3 years ago that he's here, but she too was fasting that he won't be here. Me, I was fasting, he won't be. All of us, we are fasting and praying, he won't be here. So God cannot speak. So when I say this thing, you might think I'm trying to make you feel bad or feel. This is a part of the reason why I can teach this, the way I'm teaching it, is because God used 7 years of my life to do experiment. You can choose to learn from. You can choose to learn from 7 years experiment, or they will use your own. Ruben, let's use 10 years of your life. You are still young now. That's if you don't learn by revelation, then you learn by suffering and hardship. Whether you will learn, you will learn. Once you are going with Jesus, and you are every day you come and say, Jesus, I surrender to you. I surrender to you. You don't know what you are saying. You say, you surrender today. Oh yeah, come. The lesson we stopped yesterday, let's continue. They will give you the mass. You can't solve it today. They will keep it. They will not talk about it. Since you have not prayed the prayer of surrender for the last 1 month, they will leave the lecture. You will think you are making progress in God. One day you appear and say, I surrender. They will bring back the lecture. And then you do. Remove your head. They will leave you. And you even do worship in the morning and feel some goose pimple in your body. And say, Kai, we are progressing in God. We are making progress. And you will now ask God, what of that thing? He say, you have not surrendered. He say, I surrender. He will now bring the lecture back. Until one day you say, have all of me, Lord. Take all of me, Lord. You know, I noticed ladies like this song well. They don't know, this is what has tied you. You don't know. It's this song. And as you are singing, you are crying. Do you know the problem? God took you serious. That's why you are in Sabo. God took that your cry serious. That's why you are here. If it was not for the fact that prayer, I don't know when you made your own, but I knew one thing I'm certain: anybody that found himself here made that prayer at one point or the other. You think God forgot? He went and wrote it in books eternal. It cannot be cleaned. Your own, you can wake up one day and burn the chapter that you wrote it on. But in heaven, angels, Everybody was a they are witnesses. I'm telling you, and you wrote it down. They have not opened your chapter because you have not been aligned for long. The day your heart became aligned and you asked God, "You are my everything," they now brought the thing. And when they started reading, they said, "Where will we subject this personality to, so that he will receive the kind of posture that will receive the dealings that will precipitate his or her destiny?" Because the Bible said that even though Jesus was God, he counted it not robbery to be equal to God, yet he took the form of man so that he will learn obedience. That means that there is a form a man must take if it is possible to learn obedience. In his deified form, it is not possible to learn obedience. So God have to bring him down. Or rather, him, he chose to bring himself down. So there are two options. So that's why some people will come and pray, "God, humble me." Me, I don't pray that prayer. If God humbles, I know you have prayed that prayer. That's why you are like this now. That's why. "God, humble me." If God stretches his hand to humble you, Harry, nothing will remain in your life. He can use anything. So the better prayer is, "I humble myself." But whether there will be humility, it must be there. It's either you humble yourself or God humbles you. Kamahata. Are you blessed? So when my father in the Lord asked me, I said that this kind of person have not sustained the kind of heart that God will speak to. He is not ready yet. Let's wait for 5 more years. There are some language you can only use with certain people. You don't know why I have the confidence to be using some language 5 years, 10 years. That's my life. Oh, I know you have not noticed, but I'm a strong man. Oh, that's why when I see some of you doing like this, I will just be laughing at you. As strong as I am, that man won. He won me. I fought do you know the warfare at Bethel, where Jacob fought with the angel from night in morning? I know they taught you that it was Jacob that won. No. That warfare wouldn't have ended if God didn't win Jacob. I was strong for many years. And as long as I was strong, there is no movement. Until the day God will touch you here and dislocate you. And with a limp, you enter the promised land. How do you want to enter Highborn? Make a choice today. Don't answer me. It's in your secret place. You go and answer, my friend. How do you want to enter Harry? The reason why Jacob was able to download the scrolls and connect with the covenant that will run his destiny was because God conquered him. That man heard God all night. That was how persistent and strong he was in the flesh. He's a man that will never give up. And some of these people that are strong, in the kind that Jacob is strong, physically they are not imposing. They can even be doing like Tolu. But their heart is strong. It will take hammer. Have you watched Thor? You have not. Is that hammer that we need? That's why it's only people like me that can help you. What you need is not just good words. What you need is hammer. There are some people that will appear here. Some of these ladies that is looking innocent, looking soft, and you don't know. You are weaker than them. You can't stay more than them. You don't know what they have passed through. And appear and use foundation and cover it. Just because you are wearing trousers and bar punk doesn't mean anything. Some of them are heavy and they are carrying things. When they come, I will bring out my hammer. I will roll it like this. Some of them will be hiding. Like, I know some people, I won't call your name. You will be hiding. I will find you in your hiding. The person will be trying to survive, and then we come to another bed. Every bed pangs, is it not true? Every bed pangs is like torture. It's torture that is bringing deliverance. Except you stop hearing my voice, even when you sleep, I will come to your dream. If there are people, the reason why they became who they were is because I used to come in the dream. Try it. Try. Stay 3 days without praying. No, try it. Just try. 3 days without praying. I will come. And when I come, you see this way my face is. That's the best you will ever see it. You have not seen my real face. It's not good to behold. Even Satan doesn't like my face. If Satan doesn't like my face, you are the one that will like it. I'm not here for you to like me. I know you don't. I'm not here. Destiny doesn't answer to like me, I like you. I'm interested in your destiny. Not pastor like me and he's a good pastor. He used to pamper you to hell. Pamper you to oblivion. Pamper you to unproductivity. Pamper you to stagnation. Pamper you to... You are in the same place for 5 years. After 5 years of speaking in tongues, you are still doing... If you come around me... That hammer has landed. All these people sitting here, that hammer has landed at one point or the other. That hammer. It's because they used the hammer on me for long. And then I learned how to use the hammer. Part of the reason the hammer is coming on you is because you will use hammer tomorrow. Huh? That's how God works. He breaks and then comes back and mend. If you don't know how to break, don't go and be... You know, some people think that there is only mending ministry. No, before there is mending, there is breaking. Is break me, mold me, then fill me, then use me. The first point is what? Break me. God will never use a stone he has not broken. He will break you, try you. You don't want breaking. It's over. There is no use for you. And those days, I used to think God breaks a man once. So when you can pass through a hard period in your life, and you say, this is the breaking of God on my life. That was number one breaking. When they finish molding you, they now see, they will break you again. Mold you the second time. Still see, they will break you again. That is why if God wants to break you, yield totally. Let the breaking be once. If you refuse, they will break you 10 times. As long as God have not seen his masterpiece. There is a masterpiece in his heart. And the little I've learned about God and even what is in the scripture, God will not stop until he gets his masterpiece. Yes, yes, yes. Your cries is not enough to stop him. In fact, the days you begin to pray, oh God, ignore my cries and break me, that is the day God will know you have started maturing. Some of you, if God touches you, you say, I don't want to get carried over. If I get carried over, I will backslide. Backslide now. God, I don't have money in my account. I don't want to be tempted to call that boyfriend again. I need you to sustain me. I don't want to be asking people for money. Call him now. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You are threatening God. Go and call him. You don't know breaking. Your days are still far. They will break you 5 times. Oh God, if you don't provide for me now, I've cut off with this guy. You need to be my sustainer. You need to give me everything I want. Let me tell you for me, if God loves you, even the one your mother is giving you will stop. Then it's a proof
while my lecture is on, let me stop. Let me change to God. We bless you in Jesus' name. You will not suffer in this life in Jesus' name. See, it will not happen. This prayer now, even God will not answer it. You will not suffer. Now, lie, you. Even unbelievers suffer. The Bible said, even unbelievers suffer. How much more you? Jesus has set for us a pattern of suffering. Do you know how he authored our salvation? The Bible said it was through suffering. Do you know what it means to author? When you author, it means that others are coming to follow behind you. And they will follow a pattern of suffering. This is my prayer. God used to answer all my prayer, but this one I know he can't answer it. Kemjika. Kai. They are hitting you back and front. I thought you were a man of God. And you are gingering for them. Some of you have gathered to collect. Oh, well. I came to Naked now. Elijah was moving around the pulpit like this. I checked him in the spirit. I said, this my guy is empty. He is lost. How can we help him? But I can't tell you that. The reason why I'm telling you now is that you can bear it now. So those days you are asking me, sir, what is it? Tell me, tell me. Remember I told you I won't tell you. I'm not telling because you can bear it more. I can't tell you all. How many did I tell you I need to tell you? Eh? Three. How many did I tell you so far? One. So let's keep the remaining. So we can tell him this one. That's what. I know you don't believe me, but it's true. You have to have a right estimate of yourself. The reason why people like Jasper is here is because he's the same word. I saw him in a prayer meeting. He was doing jingoism. Oy, 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 oy. Like some people have seen them here. They are doing jingoism. They are doing jingoism. Like that, your friend do jingoism. But he is empty. If the demon of sickness is hanging, he will be the first to fall. That means he's weak, my friend. He has no care to take care of his life. He will become a casualty very soon. I will not tell him. Those days, some of you will come and be begging me. I will not hear what you are saying. When a man refuses to stay in the place of breaking, God can use him. It's not useful. Tell anybody that I said it. You are not useful until you are broken. Small demon of sickness, he is the one. Am I lying? What you don't know is that those seasons God is fortifying your life. When you come out, people, your life will be a mystery to people. Sometimes you can't even remember when you became as strong as you were. You can't even remember. Certain things that used to move you, they don't move you again. When did I become this? You know, in fact, in certain seasons, the area of your greatest strength used to be where you were very weak. Yes. There were people that they can't stay. Are you with me? They can't stay without having friends. They'll be visiting from here to here, from here to here, from here to here, until God started leaving the burden of intercession. They don't know that that is the mystery that God has put in place to cure your legs from too much perambulation and roundabouting. You cure your legs. When you groan for 6 hours with fasting, 6 to 9 in the night, because this 6 to 3, some of you, this 6 to 3 you are doing, you know they touch you again. Are you with me or you are just doing it now? You know the reason why you are fasting is so it becomes sacrifice. 6 to 3 doesn't touch you and you are continuing. They ask you, say you are fasting. Hey, my friend, take it up to 9 in the night. Do 9 is not touching you. Take it up to 12 in the night. Are you with me? That's the key to cure the flesh. Fasting. Say after me, fasting. No, high boy is not hearing me. High boy, say after me, fasting. If you want to stop too much eating, what's the key? Fasting. If you want to stop too much sleep, what is the key? If you want to stop too much talking, what's the key? Yes. Your hand is doing like this. Call somebody, touch themselves, call themselves, do like this. Your heart is doing you, pele pele. You know, it happens to you. Sometimes you'll be doing something in you, will suddenly become soft. Huh? They don't carry you, they go. Tell the person, drop me wherever you are, drop me now, drop me. I want to come down. I want to come down. I want to come down. How do you come down? Fasting. Don't go and be fasting 6 to 3. When you know that as you are fasting, your mind is still in many places, take it up to 6 to 6. Take it up to 6 to 9 in the night. Take it up to 6 to 12 in the night. Try it. By 12 in the you by 9, you if somebody, some people call you, you are even angry. Some calls are coming in your phone. Has it not happened to you before? It will take some call for you to answer. But now you know they fast, now they shock. Huh? Beans and plantain. I saw you from my window now. There is nothing I don't see. That I did not talk about it, it doesn't mean I didn't see. You cannot survive as long as I have survived if you don't see things. So some of them, you see it, you keep quiet. You will not tell the person next year. Just as the scripture said, you can't bear it now. That's how I was able to pick Rabbi and Pastor now. I don't know how they located that place. They just came new. There is an antenna. We must break the antenna. That antenna that picks where food is, we must break it. It's an antenna. Just like if you meet a smoker that is an addict, if he enters this town, no matter where you drop him, it won't take him 24 hours to find a joint. It won't take him 24 hours. The antenna will be saying, move this way. Move this way. And I look from my window. I saw Pastor Lan and Rabbi. They were entering somewhere. I said, now I just opened window and greeted them. I didn't say stop. I just greeted them. But I noticed Rabbi own. They are cutting your antenna. I've been checking. Maybe I will change my time of checking. So let me see if I can still. Hey, Rabbi, I say you must die before you go. The final, some people, the final is, let me stop, 24 hours. So now God counts it as sin when a man is presumptuous and presumptive. They are not exactly the same. So I just have to say it like that. But the word the scripture uses specifically here is presumptuous. But even presumptive. That means you are projecting what you think God will say. And some people, are you with me? And some people, because they are already projecting what they think God will say, they will begin to act on the matter. They are still praying, you know, but they have already started acting on the matter. Somebody is saying, asking God, should I travel abroad or not? He's processing his visa. You are processing your visa. Ah, now wow. You are processing your visa. And some of them will come and call me to join them. Someone is saying he's looking, telling me to find out who is his wife between these two people. Huh? Possibly that my guy might be listening to me now. I don't want to tell him the truth because he will be hurt. So normally when you ask me such a thing, I will tell you, let me pray. Let me get back to you. Meanwhile, as soon as you told me, I knew the answer. But I just checked. You can't bear the answer. So I said, let me pray. Let me pray and get back to you. I have done it to almost everybody here.
Because what I checked, I saw that you can't bear the truth that is coming. You have already presumed in your heart what you think God will say about the matter. That is your problem. You need to conquer it. Every day, wake up, give God, tell him, I give you a blank check. Every day, I give you a blank check. Anything you write, I will leave. I give you blank check. What? Anything you write, I will what? I will leave. Lord, I do what? I give you a blank check. Anything you write, I will what? I will leave. Now, when you continue saying it, it will enter your subconscious. Because as I taught you, the mind functions, the thoughts function in the realm of the mind. But it so happens that utterance is stronger than thought. What did I say? Utterance is stronger than thought. That means you can interject and change the direction of a thought pattern if you can bring a new utterance to it. So Satan can be getting you to be thinking this side, or whatever can get you to be thinking this side. You can interject with an utterance and speak. That is what, this is what men like David understood. He came to the book of Psalms chapter 103. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul. You don't know what that place means. It's not a song. It's a prayer. The man has come to the place in his heart, in his life, where he seems as if his heart is moving to a place of ingratitude. Maybe because of the circumstances that is around his life. So he said, bless the Lord, O my soul. It's like he's conjuring his soul to respond to a superior intelligence. Just because thoughts are going through your heart and you feel God has forgotten you, God has not left you behind, things are not moving well and all that, the tendency is for you to be ungrateful. The man understood that that broadcast is not from heaven. How do you correct it? Because it's already going on as thought in your heart and it's producing a pattern. So you have to interject into that pattern and change the course. How do you do it? Utterance. So words are superior to thoughts. So when you use words and speak, so Satan will come and say, God, this year don't they go? You no go marry again. If he's somebody like me, I will just laugh at him. Do God count? It's only men that count slackness like that. Because if you allow it, Satan will speak to you until you enter into depression. That night you can't pray. If he continues for too long, he will build a house, a stronghold. But once it comes as a thought, you speak, and then the thing will go down. Don't conquer thought with thought. Some of you, when those thoughts come up, you say, let me think the opposite, let me think another way. That's what you do. Sometimes you'll be feeling the thought of loss, and you know, loss or damsel, whatever, that will enter your heart, and you say, no, I don't want to think this, let me think another one. He's a liar. Try it now. When you try it, you shift it, it comes. No be so. Shift it again, it comes. Shift it, it comes back. Shift it, come back until the kayakakabako. Get out. Guess what? I have tried this thing 1,000 times and it worked. How many of you have tried it? If I have, I have tried it all the time and it worked. Sometimes he will come and tell you, look at the way a rabbi is looking at you. Is that thing, if you know what he's thinking in his heart, and then that day, Satan, they set up, rabbi will come and look at you. You even greet him, you do. The thought will tell you, I told you. Look at it, I told you. When it happens, don't continue, don't think it. Say, Satan, I know you. He's whispering spirits. That's the job of whispering. They whisper, then whisper, then whisper, different things, and knock your head. That's how you became enemies to people. They told you what the person is thinking. Meanwhile, you don't know what he's thinking. You just assume. Who told you that thing? Is when you do in my ear, as I know you now, you demon, you have come to suggest. No, my heart is full of joy. I walk in love. Even if it is true, I choose to walk in love. That is, even if it is true, I still choose to walk in love. Even if it's true, I choose to maintain a heart without offense. That's even if it's true. Most times it's not true. It's certain. Can we be able to go into two? Let's stop here. Just pray. Pray for. If I enter to it, it will take me 30 minutes to teach it. And we still have a birthday service. Just pray in the name of Jesus. No. Your prayer now is to internalize. Internalize. Have you eaten food before without drinking water? That's what you want to do now. Drink water. Drink water for 1 minute. Take water. Internalize it. Take it into your heart. The Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence, for it issues life. For out of it is the issues of life. That means when a matter enters your heart, then you can live from there subconscious. That means it's possible this teaching has not entered your subconscious. That's why you can come tomorrow and still struggle to live by the truth of this teaching. Take it inside in one minute. You are not praying. Zapata kambre toko sabaranda hata. Gata kambre kota kapata katakadia. Jegra toko takambra kota kapata bahambre. Zipata panta kabra katakuta. Jeke brete bete lebente kumbetalia. Rapapapapapapakuta kabaradia. Ai kembre toda hapata. Jabata kambre toka paranda bahataria. Repepepe bente kambre toka bata. Zapata kwate kamentania. Repete menento kubrata paparanda kataria. Repatu katara, rapatu katara. Apre kapata kapamba brata patari. Jepete pete kutamante. Babrata. Gabambe pota kata kapanata. Rape yakur. Apeta kuna pante pretota katai. Aitebora. Abrakapata kapapanta papurata patate. Japete ketepenete. Manta papapapakuta. Abrekapata patanata patata. Paparia. Abrekota kapananta papakata. Akaya! Take it inside for one more minute. Ayamene kota kambrata pata kaprata pata. Leferete memente kamre toka tapalata. Pata tatara panta braka patoka tage. Shapre kota kapa panta paparata patata. Pepe te diakaba panta paporata patakatada. Epenete te kapadatada. Baru kaba. Meshem Adona. Blessed is he who comes. Baruch haba, Hashem Adonai, who comes in the name. Baruch haba, Hashem Adonai, blessed is he who comes. Baruch haba, Hashem Adonai. Baruch haba, Hashem Adonai, blessed is he who comes.
Shema Adonai.